This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of major infrastructure and industrial development projects worth over 18,530 crore rupees in Assam today. The first program will take place in Darang, where Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of various projects. Last evening, Prime Minister Modi participated in the 100th birth anniversary celebrations of Bharat Ratna and legendary singer-musician Dr. Bhupen Hazarika at Guwahati. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister asserted that Bhupen Hazarika's songs continue to unite India and give energy to its people. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has extended his greetings on the occasion of Hindi Divas today. In his message, Mr. Shah said that Hindi serves as a bridge among the country's languages and dialects, promoting national unity while also emerging as a language of technology, science and research. He highlighted that the use of Hindi language work has been continuously promoted since 2014. The Home Minister noted that on Hindi Divas 2024, the Indian Language Council was established with the objective of ensuring seamless translation among all major Indian languages.
पिछले एक दशक में प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में भारतीय भाषाओं और संस्कृति के पुनर्जागरण का एक स्वर्णिम कालखंड आया है. चाहे संयुक्त राष्ट्र संघ का मंच हो, चाहे G20 का सम्मेलन हो, SCO में संबोधन हो, मोदी जी ने हिंदी और भारतीय भाषाओं में संवाद कर भारतीय भाषाओं का स्वाभिमान बढ़ाया है. मोदी जी ने आजादी के अमृतकाल में गुलामी के प्रतीकों से देश को मुक्त करने के लिए जो पंच प्रण लिए थे, उसमें भाषाओं की बड़ी भूमिका है.
Mr. Shah expressed confidence that Hindi will continue to play an important role in building a developed and linguistically self-reliant India by taking all languages along. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar extended his greetings on the occasion of Hindi Divas today. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said that Hindi is an important aspect of the growing global interest in the country's culture and traditions. He also congratulated all the linguists and Hindi enthusiasts engaged in the promotion and propagation of the language worldwide. In Jammu and Kashmir, the pilgrimage to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine, which was set to resume today after remaining suspended for several days, has been halted till further orders due to continuous rainfall in Riasi district. The Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine Board made the announcement yesterday through a social media post. The sacred pilgrimage to the Holy Cave Shrine was temporarily halted on the 26th of last month, just hours before a massive landslide triggered by heavy rains struck the route to the shrine. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Goa and Sikkim today. IMD also predicted heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Andhra Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, North Interior Karnataka, Odisha and Telangana till tomorrow. According to the weather agency, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Telangana are expected to witness thunderstorm and lightning during the next 2 to 3 days. Bangladesh mourns the loss of one of its greatest voices in folk music, as legendary singer Farida Parveen, known widely as the Queen of Lalun Geeti, passed away on Saturday night. She was 70 years old. Parveen had long been battling kidney complications and in recent weeks, her health deteriorated significantly. Farida Parveen was one of the most popular vocalists and a leading exponent of Lalun songs in Bangladesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.